What's going on, Spitfires? Welcome back to another episode of the Spitfire Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lemunyan, the Spitfire Coach, coming to you with hopefully an eye-opening, ear-opening episode that will bring some awareness and some more connection in your life. As a reminder, if you are not already subscribed to the show, head on over to Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, and look up the Spitfire Podcast. You might want to look up my name too, Lauren Lemunyan. Apparently, there's a lot of Spitfires out in the world. Didn't know that when I was starting this in 2017. But make sure you're subscribed, leave a review, and share this with anyone that you think needs a little motivation and inspiration. Enjoy the show. Have you ever been so excited to share good news with someone only to be met with criticism or a negative response? Yeah, it doesn't feel good. And we might have been the culprit of this one time or another, but there is a term for it that I want to share with you and make you more aware so that we stop this bad behavior. It's called yucking on your yum. You can remember it as YYY. So yucking on your yum is when someone comes in with something that's yummy. It feels good. It's amazing. We want to share it. And you yuck all over it. So imagine if someone comes to a potluck dinner and someone brings in a pie or a casserole or something their grandmother used to make. And you snub your nose up or you turn to go, ooh, I don't like onions. Ooh, I don't like peanuts. Ooh, I don't like pastry. Whatever it is. What we're doing is we are yucking, we are spraying our negativity all over this person's joy, essentially. And this came up, I am all over Reddit right now. Like, it's my new passion to see, can I get the top rated response or comment? And I did it this morning. Now it just got posted, but it was about sharing the news of being pregnant with coworkers. And the response was, oh, stay away from me. I don't want to do it. I don't want to get pregnant. It's contagious. Or, oh, you know, you're going to gain a ton of weight. It's really nasty. And so my response was, this is yucking on your yum. And usually people lack the emotional intelligence and self-awareness to even acknowledge that this is not okay to do. And the reality is this is probably happening in their circles. It probably happened in their upbringing. It's probably an everyday common occurrence where this seems okay. And I was very much guilty of this. And this term yucking on your yum actually came about from a coworker. I honestly can't even remember what it was about, but you know, being from New Jersey, I'm super sarcastic. Like, the sarcasm is like my second language. And I didn't realize that I was having a negative impact on the people around me. And I got called out, and this person, her name is Eileen, if you're listening, she said, why are you yucking on my yum? And I was like, oh my God, that's what I'm doing. And so it's what you do with that afterwards that either allows you to build trust and deepen the relationship, or it makes you defensive and deflect and doubling down on the yuckiness that you're spewing out there. And so it's really thinking about, how might I be impacting this person? What is it that they are looking for me to receive? So if someone's coming in with good news, they're probably looking for some validation. They're probably looking for some acknowledgement. Like, even if you don't want to have babies, that's great. It's great for them. So congratulations. That's really exciting for you. If they're going on a trip to somewhere, maybe you don't like the beach. Maybe you're more of a snow person. And they're like, I'm going to Costa Rica. And great. That sounds amazing for you. I'm so excited for you. It takes nothing. It takes nothing. And I think the problem is we start to make it about us, where we're like, well, I don't like it, so I can't be in agreement to it. It has nothing to do with you. It's about this person wanting to share something that is a high level of joy. That's something that they're excited about, that they want to share with others. Okay. So big thing, don't make it about you. This can help you in so many situations with your personal relationships, with your coworkers. Make it about the other person. That's great for you. I'm really excited for you on this promotion. I'm really excited about this work you're going to do with this new client. Even if you don't want to do it, keep yourself out of it. Flip it back on how you can build up and support this other person. And I guarantee if you start modeling this behavior, this is where other people pick up on it. they start to then build up rather than criticizing, rather than yucking on the yum. And this is really challenging to do, especially if you're in the Northeast, because sarcasm and pessimism, it's just kind of in the fabric of the culture, and it takes that much more effort to reprogram it and rewrite it. You don't need to necessarily call people out like someone called me out, but it's about modeling the change you want to see. So if you don't want to get that negativity out, you've got to make a conscious effort to convert it. And also detach from the outcome. If you are someone who is sharing good news and you're doing it because you want to be supported and celebrated, chances are you're not going to get the response you want. You're not going to get the parade. You're not going to get all the balloons. So you've got to draw back and also look at who are you sharing this information with. Is this someone who has historically been a supporter, who's been encouraging, who's one of your champions? Or is this someone who may be having a hard time, maybe has some comparison and judgment going on? So if we're at two different levels, if we're coming in with our joy pockets, we call this level 6 energy, and someone is in a high stress situation in level 1 or 2, you may actually be adding more stress to them. So you've got to be really conscious and aware of where am I showing up in my energy and where are they showing up? Maybe they just need some space. Maybe they don't need my joy parade coming through. Okay. So be very conscious about who you're sharing information with, how you're sharing it with them, and then what you're expecting from it. This is all about managing expectations. This is all about self-awareness, reading the room, reading the energy. And if you're curious about any of those 7 levels, this is something that we teach. We actually just shared this with a client who's super excited about it. It really helps you predict energy levels. We've got tons of resources on it. So stop yucking on the yum, start building people up, and you know what? Have some joy parades. Just make sure you're very conscious about who you're inviting into the audience. Y'all keep being awesome.